Section 1, Chapter 1. Using prepositions to talk about time. Using the prepositions ahead, behind, at, on, in, by, within, under, during, over, since, from, for, and after when talking about time in English. Directions. Read the brief explanations and then the examples below. Note: students are encouraged to use this text in groups, when possible. The student can then practice by listening and speaking, as well as reading, which should make learning easier, faster, and more fun. Let's begin. Ahead. Use ahead to talk about being earlier than expected. Examples: the train is ahead of schedule. It was supposed to arrive at 9 a.m., but the time is now 8:55 a.m., and it is here. Another example: this is my first day of work, so I arrived at the office ahead of time, meaning earlier than I was supposed to be there. Behind. Use behind to talk about being later than expected. Examples: the train is behind schedule. It was supposed to arrive at 9 a.m., but the time is now 9:05 a.m., and it's not here yet. Another example: my watch says 12:30 p.m., but the time on the bank clock says 12:40 p.m. My watch must be behind. In this case, meaning: the time on my watch lags the real time. English speakers also say, my watch is slow, or my watch is running slow. On. Use on for day names like Monday or Tuesday. Examples: my friends come to visit me on Wednesday. Another example: we have an important exam on Friday. At. Use at to talk about exact clock time. Examples: the exam will start at 3 p.m. Another example: the movie starts at 7:15 p.m. Another use for the preposition at. Use at to talk about midnight, noon, night, daybreak, sunset, sunrise, etc. Examples: we had lunch at noon. Another example: we woke up at dawn when the sun comes up. Another example: we went to bed at dusk when the sun goes down. Another use for the preposition at. Use at in expressions referring to time: at the moment, at the present time, etc. Examples: at the moment, doctors are not sure what causes cancer. Another example: at the present time, we are not hiring any more employees. In. Use in to talk about seasons of the year. Examples: we will start school in the fall. Another example: our vacation begins in the summer. Another use for the preposition in. Use in to talk about centuries, years, and months. Examples: cars were invented in the 19th century. Another example: we will finish class in May. Another example: we will graduate in 2012. Another use for the preposition in. Use in to talk about blocks of time. Example: the woman said that she expects to have children in the future. Another use for the preposition in. Use in to talk about named times of the day, morning, afternoon, and evening. Example. We have tea in the morning. Another example. We eat lunch in the afternoon. Another example. We have dinner in the evening. Another use for the preposition in. Use in to talk about months of the year. Example. I will complete my English course in February. Another use for the preposition in. Use in to talk about years. Example. I came to this country in 2001. Another use for the preposition in. Use in expressions like in time. Example. He was just in time for dinner, meaning he arrived when dinner was about to be served at the correct time. What is the difference between in time and on time? In time means that something has happened approximately at the same time as something else is happening or about to happen. Example, we are about to have dinner and you are just in time to join us. On time means that something has happened exactly at the agreed upon time. Examples, the student was on time for school. School begins at 8 a.m. The student was on time. Example, he was on time for dinner. This means that he arrived at exactly or near the time when dinner was being served, just before or exactly when dinner was being served. Another example using in time. We said dinner was at 6 p.m. and he arrived in time. This means that he arrived sometime approximately around the agreed upon time of 6 p.m. Within. Use within to talk about something happening sometime inside of a specific time frame or time period. Example, the bus should arrive within the next 15 minutes, meaning sometime more than 1 minute and less than 15 minutes from now. So, for example, if it is 8 p.m., the bus should arrive sometime between 8 p.m. and 8:15 p.m. The bus is not expected to arrive at 8:15 p.m. exactly, nor at 8 p.m. exactly, but sometime in between these two times. Under. Use under when talking about something happening in less than a certain amount of time. Example, I'm sure the train will be here in under an hour, meaning in less than an hour. Over. Use over when talking about something that takes more than a certain amount of time. Examples. I have been waiting here for you for over an hour. Another example. The bus took over an hour to get to its next stop. During. Use during to talk about the time span in which something happened. Example. She cannot sleep well. She woke up several times during the night. The time span was the nighttime hours when she was trying to sleep. Since. Use since to talk about situations that began in the past and continue to the present. Example, I haven't felt well since I left my home country. Use since to refer to a specific time in the past, like, for example, 1994 or 2 p.m. 4. Use 4 to talk about situations that began in the past and continue to the present. Examples: I have been waiting here for the plane for 2 hours. Another example: We have been taking this exam for 3 hours and I am tired. Use 4 to talk about consecutive time, like, for example, for 50 minutes or for 20 years. From: Use from to talk about situations that will begin now or began at a certain time and continue into the future. Example: Last year we lost a very important soccer match to our rival. We were very sad. From that time on, we never lost another game to our rival. From that time on means beginning with that time and continuing into the future. By: When talking about time, use by to mean up to a certain time. They will finish building our new house by next March. Practice using prepositions when talking about time. Directions: Read the story below. Pay particular attention to prepositions at, on, in, by, within, under, during, over, since, from, for, and after. Let's begin. I won the lottery. 2 weeks ago, I won the lottery. I'm going to be rich. My life will change forever. I've got an appointment with the lottery office at 9 a.m. on Wednesday. I'm going to the lottery office to pick up my $1 million lottery prize. During the telephone call, the person at the lottery office told me that I had to be at the lottery office on January 5th at 9 a.m. That's on Wednesday. I haven't been able to sleep since I learned that I won the lottery. I have been waiting for 2 weeks for this appointment. I want to buy many things. I arrived at the lottery office at 8:45 a.m. I was really nervous. The lady at the receptionist desk said that the lottery official would give me my prize money within the next 15 minutes. I really hope he'll be here in under 10 minutes because I am so excited about receiving this money. During the time that I was waiting, it has been over 5 minutes now, I thought about that money. All that money. I was so excited. After today, I will be a rich person. I haven't had much money in my life. In fact, I have been poor for the last 5 years. The secretary told me that I was the first person in the past 3 years since 2005 to win $1 million. I told her about my dream for the future. By next Wednesday, I said, I want to have a new car. And in 3 years, I want to have a home in Fiji. I told the secretary I won't believe I really won the lottery until I receive the money in my hands. Meanwhile, the lottery official opened his door and said, I'll be out in 5 minutes. I thought to myself, I will buy a brand new car by Monday, and by Wednesday, I will buy a new apartment. In fact, by the time you finish reading this lesson, I will have received my money. I know what I'm going to do. The first thing I'm going to do after I get my money is buy a sailboat and sail around the world. Quick review: using prepositions when talking about time. Let's review the use of on, at, and in for time sentences. Use on for day names like Monday or Tuesday. Use on in expressions like on time. Use at to talk about exact clock time. The exam will start at 3 p.m. Use at to talk about midnight, noon, night, day, etc. For example, we had lunch at noon. We woke up at dawn. We went to bed at dusk, when the sun goes down. Use at in expressions referring to time. At the moment, at the present time, etc. For example, at the moment, we are not sure what causes cancer. Use in to talk about what will or may happen in the future. I will arrive in Tokyo in 4 days. Use in to talk about seasons of the year. For example, we will start school in the fall. Our vacation begins in the summer. Use in to talk about centuries, years, and months. For example, cars were invented in the 20th century. We will finish class in May. We will graduate in 2012. Use in to talk about blocks of time. For example, I expect to have children in the future. Use in to talk about named times of the day. For example, we have tea in the morning. We eat lunch in the afternoon. We have dinner in the evening. Use in to talk about months of the year. For example, I will complete my English course in February. Use in to talk about years. For example, I came to this country in 2001. Use in expressions like in time. For example, he was just in time for dinner. Snapshot. Using prepositions when talking about time. What is the difference between in time and on time? In time means that something has happened approximately at the correct time. On time means that something has happened exactly at the right time. He was in time for dinner means that he arrived at some time just before dinner was being served. We said dinner was at 6 p.m. and he arrived on time means that he arrived exactly at 6 p.m. This is the end of Chapter 1, Section 1.